The Rush to Flush. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember the terrifying videos from the London sewer of that clog called a Fatberg?
And you wouldn't want to see that in your drain pipe, would you?
Not really.
I don't want to see it in my sewer.
Well, that inspired a new law that takes effect January 1st in Washington, D.C., requiring paper companies to prove that bathroom wipes labeled flushable really are. Try this experiment. Take two jars of water, put regular toilet paper in one, a flushable wipe in the other, and shake vigorously. The toilet paper turns to soup while the flushable wipe does not. However, Kimberly Clark, the paper company, rejects that and is suing DC, saying its flushable products are indeed flushable, and it has no fewer than 30 patents to prove it. So who's right? Well, in 2016, a forensic investigation of New York City sewers found that many of the paper products clogging the filters could actually be identified by brand name because they were still intact, and yet less than 2% of the remains were of the flushable variety. The real villain was all the non-flushable stuff that people flush anyway, like Huggies and Soft and Gentle and baby wipes. Who flushes stuff like that? However, while the flushable wipes do not appear to be the problem, it's just possible that their mere existence is sending a message that similar-looking products are also flushable, in which case, your friends at the sewer department, who would rather not spend the afternoon raking over your hygiene products, would like to remind you they're not.
You've got to have a strong nose for this.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.